be born. And initially, there was no answer. The king consulted people, and finally the answer came. He would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. So the wise men, they left their home country. They went from Jerusalem and made their way down to Bethlehem. And as they were making their way, they saw a star. And they followed the star until it came to rest over the place where the baby Jesus and his mother Mary lay. And as was the custom in that day, they came bearing gifts. Because if you're going to go see a king back in that day, when you saw the king, you brought a gift to him. So the wise men came bearing their gifts. And the first wise man came in to where the baby Jesus and his mother Mary lay, and he gave Jesus the gift of gold. And gold points towards wealth and royalty. And that pointed to the fact that the Bible tells us that Jesus came from royal blood, as the house and lineage of King David. And so the wise men came and brought his gift of gold to the baby Jesus. The second wise man came and he brought a gift of frankincense. Now, frankincense is just a certain kind of incense. And for Jews, incense was burned in the synagogue and it was burned in the temple. And when the incense burned, you could smell the aroma, and Jews knew when frankincense was burning, that was the smell of worship. And so the smoke from the incense went from the people and wafted and waned up to the top of the synagogue or to the top of the temple. But ultimately, that was symbolic of the people's prayers ascending from them up to where God is. So the second wise man gave the gift of frankincense. The third wise man came and gave the gift of, anybody know what it was? Myrrh. And myrrh is mixed with other spices and ointments, especially for Jews at the time of burial. So myrrh was a sign and a symbol that pointed towards the sacrifice and death that Jesus was going to suffer on the hardwood of the cross for you and for me, for us and for our sins and for our salvation. So they gave not only real gifts, but they also gave symbolic gifts to the baby Jesus. And then being warned in a dream, they did not go back to King Herod, because Herod had bad things in mind for Jesus. Instead, they departed to their own country in another way because they had been forewarned. So there were wise men in those days. But you know what? There are wise men right here in this church today. There are wise women right here in this church today. There are wise kids right here in this church today, because wise people still seek Jesus. And you may or may not have realized it when you woke up this morning, but Jesus, the Christ child, is expecting gifts from you, because he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What do you suppose Jesus is expecting from you today, or each and every day of this new year, 2025? Well, I'm going to submit to you that there are three things at least that we each are called, no matter how young or no matter how old or in between, to offer to the baby Jesus on this, the first Sunday after the Epiphany. And the Epiphany being the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people. That means you and me. So on this, the first Sunday after the Epiphany, we too come bearing our gifts to Jesus, the Christ child. Now, the first gift that Jesus wants you and I to offer this first Sunday after the Epiphany is the gift of our prayers. Now, you may not know this, but I am a praying man. And I'm not bragging, that's just what I do. It's a part of who I am. When I get up in the morning, I pray. And then when I go and walk my 2 miles, most every day, I pray. And then when we have meals 3 times a day, at least at our house, we pray. And before I go to bed, I pray. And like you, I have a list of people that I pray for that might be sick or might be struggling or facing some measure of difficulty. And I might ask for God's intercession on their behalf. There are certain things that I ask for me, for help, to God help me to work on and to get over my own personal failings. And you know, how do we grow in a relationship with someone? We have to be present with them. We have to talk to them. We have to engage them. That's what prayer is. Our talking to God and sharing what we need to share. And then the second half of that is listening. Listening for what God is saying to you. And then when God speaks, do it. So the first gift that we all need to offer on this Sunday and each and every day of this new year 2025 is the gift of prayer. That's how we get to know God, and that's how God gets to know us better. The second gift that we offer to the Christ child, and we should offer each and every day of this year, is our presence. Not presents like a Christmas present, but our presence, our being with God and with our fellow believers right here at church each and every Sunday morning. Because you know, we do some things here at church that we can't do alone at home. Can you do communion at home by yourself? And even Bill and I, who are priests, unless we have other believers with us, we can't do communion by ourselves either. It's meant to be done with the body of believers gathered together. So in this liturgy and in this Eucharist, in this communion, in this Lord's Supper, we hear God's holy word read and proclaimed. We sing songs and psalms and spiritual songs. And we speak and we listen, and then we receive what? We receive the body of Christ, which was shed for you. The blood of Christ, which was given for you. So, each and every Sunday for 2025, unless we're sick or we're away where we can't be here, we need to be here at church. Whether for you at Good Shepherd or Cindy and I back at Gathering Anglican Church in Spartanburg. We are made, my mama told me when I was in the 3rd grade. She told me Rickenbackers, whatever your last name, are meant to be at church on Sunday worshiping God. And almost 60 years later, I remember that, and I followed that for the vast majority of my life. So we offer that second gift, the gift of our presence. And the third one might not be obvious to you, but it's one that we all need to share and give. And that's the gift of helping our neighbors. I'll give you an example. I was at CVS Pharmacy picking up a prescription right before Christmas, and there was a young mother standing in line with a child that obviously did not look like they felt very good, and the mother was getting a lot of different prescriptions for this child. And when she went up to the counter and they brought out a big stack of medicine, they rang them all up, and the pharmacist said, the payment for your prescriptions is whatever the number of dollars was, I don't remember. Well, the mother looked in her purse and I saw her counting out her money, and she quickly realized she didn't have enough money. She said, well, I'm sorry. I'll have to come back. I am a little bit short. So the pharmacist asked her, how much do you have? And she said, I don't remember what the amount was. So she said, just take it and I'll come back when I have the money. Well, at that instant in time, the Lord God Almighty spoke to me and said, you've got money in your pocket that you don't need. And this woman does need it, and get it out of your pocket and go pay for that woman's medicine. So I gave the money. She said, oh, no, I can't accept that. I said, well, ma'am, I just have to tell you, this money is coming from Jesus. If you've got a problem with it, you take it up with him after you've got your medicine. And she did. Well, you know, where you work or where you go to school or where you live or in your home or in your heart, you know people who are hurting. You know people who are broken. Some of you know people who are struggling with addiction. Many of us know people who are struggling financially. And maybe even some of us here this morning might be struggling relationally. We're called to love our neighbor as ourselves by our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to help our neighbors, whether they're nearby or far away, whether it's your husband or your wife, your son, or your daughter, a family member or a friend, somebody that you go to school with, a fellow church member here. We are living in a broken and hurting world. And Christians need to extend their hand to help us, to help our neighbors who are struggling. So that's the third gift. Helping those who are in need around us. So the wise men came from the east. They followed the star right over to Bethlehem. They saw the baby Jesus. They offered the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And today God is calling you men to be wise men, you women to be wise women, you children to be wise children, to seek Jesus. And for us to give our gifts to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Our daily prayers, our presence at worship, and helping our neighbors who are in need around us. For in so doing and in so living, we bring honor, glory, and worship to God. And after all, that's exactly God put us here in the first place. Amen.